Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm trying to fuck Tina Turner at 82.
You'll knock her down at 82?
Yeah. My girl will be mad.
No, she gonna be mad.
I just be like, man, it was Tina.
That's pretty much a make-a-wish.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
What up, though? Coming to you motherfuckers live from Austin, Texas at YMA Studios. It's none other than me, your boy, at the motherfucking Danny Brown Show. Shouts out to y'all motherfuckers for tuning in. I got the motherfucking Booth Boys with me. What up, though?
What up, man?
Yo, what's your boy?
How y'all motherfuckers doing, man?
Great.
And today I got none other than one of the funniest motherfuckers I know right now, man. Shouts out to the homie Brian Simpson up in this motherfucker. How you doing, dog?
What up, man?
Yeah, man. You new to Austin, Texas, man?
Yeah, man. Just came down here a couple weeks ago.
How I feel out here, man? You loving it?
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, dog, you know what was the first thing that was fucked up for me, man?
What?
The food, man.
Yeah, the food. The food gonna get you fat out here, man.
I know what I'm saying, because you moved from L.A., right?
Yeah.
I mean, but originally from Maryland.
From Maryland, yeah.
As we just talked about. So, where are you, Maryland? Like,
PG County. D.C. or...
That's where Kevin Durant from.
Oh, for real?
I'm asking.
I don't know.
For real?
Nah.
Oh, shit.
I know he from somewhere around there, though.
But, yeah, one of my best friends is from Baltimore. Shouts out to the homie BMO. That's his name. You know, you moved to Detroit, niggas just, and you from an outside city, we just name
call you that city?
We just call you that city.
What was another nigga from there?
Huh?
What if a second nigga?
Wherever you come from, that's what your name gonna be.
But what if it's two niggas from there?
Oh. Yeah, the other nigga, it depends. You gotta fight for the title.
Okay.
You gotta fight for the title. What's your real name gonna be? I feel like the most street shit you gonna put in, like, we'll be like, yeah. This nigga named Mr. though.
Mr. what?
Mr. Cotton.
What?
This nigga real name is Mr. Cotton.
His first name, Mister.
Yeah, his mama named him Mister because she wanted white niggas to always call him Mister.
Wow.
But his last name is Cotton.
Well, damn. I mean, I feel like if the flex was gonna be making white people call you something, she could have done better than that.
Mister Mister.
She could have named it Big Dick Hooligan. Big Dick Hooligan. That's my name,
dog. But I really do. I love the culture of the whole DMV area, like go-go music.
Yeah, it's dope.
That's like a thing. Do you go like the go-go shits and all that shit? Yeah. Mambo sauce.
I mean, nah. I mean, I went to a few go-go's, but it was like when I was going to school, it was like people got shot out and stabbed all the time.
Yeah, there was like, go-go's the gangster shit.
I'm like, ain't no party, and like my ratio of getting pussy to violence was too off, nigga.
Same,
like,
here.
It's not worth it.
No, same here.
Yeah, so I didn't go that much. But I loved it, though. I love the music.
Yeah, man.
So the food, too.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Fucking mambo sauce, man.
Yeah, you can't get a decent crab cake outside of Maryland until I came here.
Lobster rolls.
Yeah, well.
Boston got the fire.
Yeah, lobster rolls wasn't really our thing.
But to me, it's the Old Bay.
Yeah, the Old Bay
nigga,
seasoning.
I went to Five Guys and they had Old Bay in that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Like, bro, they got Old Bay hot sauce now. I got Old Bay got their own popcorn.
It's like, yeah, man, they got now they got like 15 kinds, nigga. They got the low sodium on you.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I had the caramel corn with the Old Bay.
Wow.
Fuck my stomach up.
Tastes good though.
Fire!
Yeah, yeah.
Fire! But I'm saying, like, far as like that shit.
Obey on everything. That shit.
There go that shit. The Fishers.
Yeah. Obey like Tony Sasha.
Look at that nigga any face. That nigga back there. Hold up. I will say the Obey hot sauce is fire, though. They got the Old Bay Goldfish. You said you had them?
Yeah, they're getting crazy, but I ain't never had that.
What? The Old Bay Goldfish? Ooh.
See, when I was still living
your
there.
Your boy is a snack. Like, the snacks is crazy. I shout out to, maybe we need to get them.
What about Mumbo Sauce?
What are you talking about? That's the whole reason you go to Four yeah. Wings Fried Hard.
Yeah, but now.
Put Mumbo Sauce on everything.
See, when I was living there.
That's D.C. though, mostly, right?
Yeah, but you could only get it at the Curry Out. Now they got it in the store in jars and shit.
Like, I can get it on Amazon.
Yeah, like, you order some now.
That's the West where we at in the world. It was COVID, man. They had to lock shit down. Everybody had to figure out a way to package shit.
It's definitely a white man that's profiting off that shit, though.
Off the Mumbo Sauce?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, white man profiting off the go-go music, too. It's all about white. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, y'all are profiting off the culture, man. But, oh shit, man. All right, so yeah, we're going to jump into some emails. Ask Danny. So yeah, man, if you motherfuckers got advice, I got answers. I guess I can help you out, you know, at Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. Y'all go send, you know, freestyles and voicemails and all that shit. That's 512-522-9256 at 512-522-9256. Holla at your boy. That's right. All right. So getting married. Hey, Danny, your boy is getting married in about 2 weeks. I love this girl. And I can't wait to be honest, but my question is, do you have any advice for a guy about to get married? Thank you, keep up the good work, and stay killing it. Yeah, my best advice for you, if you asking a nigga any advice about getting married, is don't get married, you dumb motherfucker, man. But name is Max.
Agreed.
What would you say?
I don't understand why people still do it.
No, I'm at the point in my life where I want to marry my girl.
Yeah?
I just think it's for disciplinary reasons.
What you mean?
I've done enough in life, and I feel like that's the only way. You know, I'm a God fearing man, and I feel like, you know, that's the one way I know I would be 100. Like I know I wouldn't fuck up then.
Really?
If I put that stamp on it. Yeah. I don't think, because that's just like, you know, that's karma in life. Karma is one thing. You know, I really do believe in that shit. So, you know, I fucked up a lot with my girl, and I feel like, you know, you only got so many in life, man.
So if you wasn't a God fearing man, you wouldn't get married.
If I wasn't a God-fearing man, I wouldn't be with the woman I'm with right now if I wasn't a God-fearing man. You know what I'm saying? I'd be with a demon. And we'd have been out here already doing some, you know, demonic shit. But, you know, I've seen people that have gotten married, you know, and you'd be like, man, you're going to stick to the code. Like, you know, because I feel like that's, you know, one thing about being boyfriend and girlfriend. That's high school, elementary. That's some, you know, that's kid shit. But when you take those vows and you make that promise to each other, we're going to be together, boom, boom, boom. That's we a team. We on, you know what I'm saying? We together.
I tell you my advice, Max. Get a prenup.
But what if Max ain't got no money? What if she got more money than Max?
Get a prenup.
But this see the thing, man. What if she got more money than Max, and that's why Max wanted to marry her, too?
Well, then
that's when they know.
But he said he said I really love
you. Because you can marry into royalty. Like, what if the bitch daddy got money? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but get a prenup. She might.
I'm just saying, put yourself in that situation. Because you know, always think about shit like that. Like, she might be, you know, she ain't the baddest bitch. She whatever. You want to fuck with some bad bitches. But this bitch daddy got money. This bitch rich. You ain't never got to worry about nothing ever in life if you marry this bitch. Do you jump the broom, or do you be like, fuck that, man? I want to fuck with real hoes. Like, you
yeah,
know?
You can fuck, you can marry her, but get a prenup. It benefit both.
But
of
I'm
y'all.
Saying you ain't got no money. She got the money.
Yeah, but it benefit both people, cause then she know you ain't just plotting on her death.
I'm saying, I'm asking you this question: as a man, would you marry a bitch for money?
No.
Damn, man, you're a strong motherfucker.
No, I wouldn't do it.
You're a strong motherfucker. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm a nigga, bro. I used to fuck fat bitches for a couch.
Oh, like, yeah, that's when you do your best fucking.
Homeless days, what? When you broke?
Yeah, when you ain't got nowhere to stay.
When you broke, you throwing down scantless
you
dick.
Fucking for a domicile.
You fuck soul snatching head. Yeah. Like, that's what?
Yeah, but I maybe there was a time in my life where I might have done that, but now I just couldn't do it.
I mean, yeah, it's one thing. I think at the point I'm at, it sounds intriguing, but I know at the time, as time progressed, I wouldn't, you know. Because, I don't know, man. You want to be with somebody that you can connect with on a friendship level too. Like you got to be around this bitch a lot.
A lot.
You gonna have to like sometimes I get caught up in my world. And I'm like, see, sir, but that's that. I, you know what I call it to myself? That's that dick and pussy shit. It ain't nothing that got to do with brain and heart. That's dick and pussy.
They separate.
Yeah, that's you know, I want something that's dick and pussy and brain and heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so,
and I feel like I got that down with my girl. Whatever. So yeah, Max, if you asking me about getting married, man, and it's 2 weeks, so shit, we might have got this a little late.
he in the back of the church checking his phone.
Max, I don't know when this podcast coming out, but I don't know, but hopefully I would say, man, but if you love her, I would say, man, if you love her, man, you ain't give us enough context.
Get that paperwork, dog.
You ain't give us enough context. You ain't tell her how old you are. Like, it depends. Age is a big factor.
Do y'all got children?
Age is a big factor in that. When I see motherfuckers get married in their 20s, I'm like,
yeah, you out your mind.
You out your motherfucking mind. But you got to think back in the day, man, motherfuckers get married like teenagers, like 18, marrying your high school sweetheart.
Yeah, but that was back when motherfuckers didn't have options. When it was like,
when there wasn't no Tinder.
Yeah, you can only fuck the people in your town.
All right, man. Next, oh shit, embrace the baldy. Ain't I heard about the boy? All right. I took advice from your earlier podcast recently about when a man is going bald, just embrace it and shave it all off. I'm feeling good and I like it. The only problem is a bunch of my friends call me Caillou. Now on the regular. What should I do? Mitch. I mean, you're going to get jokes about having a stardy. Everybody going to get jokes about ain't having anything. But being called Caillou, man, that may not have nothing to do with
it. I don't get that reference.
Caillou a bitch-ass nigga.
A Caillou's a bitch-ass nigga?
I know you shouldn't be calling kids bitch-ass niggas.
What is that?
It's, there you go. Caillou.
Oh.
I think that must tell me you white and you got a lot of white friends because the cool... Well, he's a bitch ass nigga too a little bit, but Lil Bill, like, you know, you can call a nigga Lil Bill, and I guess it gives it a little more street credibility. But Caillou, yeah, don't let your kids watch Caillou, man, if you want them to have any masculinity. Yeah, Lil Bill, though, is a little more gangster.
What the fuck? How did I miss this whole cartoon? When did this happen?
The cartoons are bald kids. I don't know what they were trying to teach kids.
Oh, these are like cancer patients.
This was Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby made Lil Bill.
Lil
Bill.
Okay.
So maybe I don't know. We should be having kids. I'm look up to Lil Bill either, man. We say what he grew up to be. Lil Bill was a bitch ass nigga too, kind of though, but in a different way.
But why all the kids bald?
I mean, you're right. That was a thing, man. Because I had a lot of hair as a kid.
Is this still on the air?
No, that shit. No, they banked for sure. They canceled Lil Bill. That nigga out of here. But Caillou, you can still see Caillou on PBS or something like that. They still got. But I feel like I knew I talk shit about embracing the baldy and all that shit, and you be like, oh,
canceled.
I'm gonna look fucked up if I have to embrace the baldy.
Yeah,
but I just know for I was the type of motherfucker, man. Like, you know, I was always about, man. You know, I'm very, you know, I get my nails done and shit. But I wasn't the type of nigga always whip his toes out in public. You know,
right.
In Austin, Texas, it's hot out here, man. Them toes out feel good, man. I be in the HEB with the sandals on, you know what I'm saying? You get in the frozen food section, you know what I'm saying? You feel a little cold air brisk across the toes and shit. You like, damn, man, shit fire. And you know, I was like, man, what I've been missing my entire life by not being, you know, by not unleashing the toes out to the public.
Nah, not out here with these bugs, nigga.
Yeah, but you know, so I'm just saying that to say, we don't know what the stardy feel like, man. That stardy life might be next level. Because I'm a person that always had a lot of hair. And when you got, like, dreads, you don't really want to get them wet all the time. So it might be months before I let water touch my hair, just to let my hair dread up right, you know? You're using the best shit that you can to make it not stink as bad. But the shit still stink. But when you first get that haircut and you take a shower and that water hits your head, my nigga, yeah. I don't know if nuts feel better than that shit, my nigga. You hear that bitch like,
Plus, nigga, the bald head is better. Bald is better than balding.
No, see, that's what I tell. See, this is what he's talking about. This is my whole theory with it. I feel like when God calls on you, you know what I'm saying? When he started taking that shit, when you start seeing that line get pushed back, he's asking you to make a decision in life right there. Like, what you gonna be? You gonna be a real nigga, or you gonna keep hiding? You know, that's why LeBron would have more championships than Jordan if he just went stardy. So when you embrace the body, that's what they're saying, embrace the body, because God called on you the true blood. Like, you the, think about it, the realest niggas, the most fierest niggas, what's all that, ball.
What's that black shit they used to spray on these?
Beijing's? Yeah. You nigga get Beijing's?
Seen that Beijing hold you out of the playoffs?
Nigga, the Beijing holds you out of life. Nigga, you ain't getting nothing good with a Beijing, man. Like, that's, I told, they ain't know what I was talking about. I was telling them about the Beijing, man. Motherfuckers is addicted to that shit. One time I got my hair cut, the nigga started spraying some shit. Like, hold up, man. Fuck you spraying.
You know what? Advice to both of these things, him and Max. Hey, do some mushrooms. That should reveal all the truth to you.
Hey, we just not. You ain't know what I've been going through the past few weeks of my life.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I had a quarter pound of mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms stop you from lying to yourself.
I ate a quarter pound of mushrooms in like a month, maybe. But it was fast.
Well, goddamn, Danny.
Yeah.
You feel different?
I almost jumped out the window.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It was telling me to jump out the window.
Who was telling you?
My brain. That's one thing. When I take mushrooms, something started talking to me, and I started answering them back. So I'd be like, literally, like, sitting in my garage smoking a cigarette, having full-fledged conversations with myself in my brain. He'd be like, yo, that's not me. And I asked him a question, and he'd answer the shit.
Is that just shrooms or any drug, any hard drug?
No, that's just shrooms.
What about acid?
No, acid. Acid, I feel like the thing is with shrooms and acid, like, it depends on how many. I got to take a lot of shrooms to trip the way I would trip on acid. Like, acid's going to knock my ass down for a minute, and then it's going to be a party. And I'm going to get that, but I'm going to get that trip every time. If I take acid, I'm going to trip every time. With shrooms, I might just take something. I might just feel good. I might not. Like, I took 7 grams last weekend.
Goddamn.
And I ain't even do nothing. My homie, he was fucked up. I was in that motherfucker dancing and shit. I put music on. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just make me, I be turned. I be lit. Like, I ain't tripping no more. Right, like, I tripped. Right. And then when I first got the mushrooms, I took 3 grams and tripped.
I definitely can't party on shrooms.
I thought that.
Like, I think too much.
I thought that. But I guess after the quarter pound, at the end of it, I was partying on that motherfucker. I take a little bit. I thought I couldn't fuck on shrooms. Shit. That shit make me horny now.
No, I feel you on that, but it made me horny, but I definitely can't fuck on them.
In the beginning, it didn't. When I used to take shrooms, because I remember one time I took some shrooms and I was fucking a bitch, and I was just like, oh,
because I'm too easily distracted.
I'm like, why am I doing this? My penis is going in and out of her. This is not right.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
God didn't intend for us to have unwedded sex.
See, that's my brain.
Sex is for procreation. It's for, you know, it's not for our pleasure.
But what changed? Why that stopped happening?
Because that's not how I feel, really.
Oh.
That was me tripping. When I got back to the real shit, it was that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Next up, we got similarities between stand-up and music. I'm a musician that recently got into open mic comedy and noticed my freestyle game has slightly improved. My question is, what are some of the similarities you notice between stand-up and music performing in general? Nigga, nothing! Have you ever been to a show where it's stand-up and music at the same time? Something falters.
Yeah.
Because people are there to see music or they're there to see stand-up. The point of it is music. Music is sound and it's dancing. It's a vibe. Stand-up is, nigga, shut the fuck up, listen to what a motherfucker got to say. Nothing has in common to it. Only thing I say in common that I would say is just, for me, like a person that has done a lot of music, played a lot of fucking tours and that, it's just I'm more comfortable on the stage talking than I am doing. Like, talking on stage, that shit is like a piece of cake. I was on stage shaking ass, dancing, jumping around, all that shit. So for me to get on stage and just stand there and talk, that's like
fucking I say timing. If you got a good sense of timing, that transfer. It may be wordplay, that transfer.
But do you think I think timing is something you're kind of born with.
Yeah.
It could be learned, but I feel I like agree.
Some people got natural timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I don't think I ever like people like I got good timing and shit, but I ain't never really fucking
cause what I noticed between like rappers and stand ups is that rhythm is always like you speak with a rhythm. You know what I mean? You can put a metronome behind you just talking and it's a rhythm to it. Some people got that shit, some people don't.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's about it.
That's about it. But I would say they don't really, because I think about it, man. Every time you see a musician try to do comedy.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's other shit that ain't there. But I'm saying, you know, there's other shit that ain't there. I mean, who's great at both? Nobody. There's a lot of people that have tried
Eddie
to do
Murphy.
Both. Great.
Party All the Time is a banger.
Okay, that's a one-hit wonder.
I mean, he just showed you. If I want to do this shit, I can do it. I feel like he's just like, I just ain't going hard. I mean, got Beverly Hills Cop shit going on. I got motherfucking 48 Hours.
I mean, maybe
I got shit going on in my life to be hanging around with Rick James, and he over here tying bitches up smoking crack. I ain't trying to be around this shit.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
He could do both.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. I mean, that motherfucker, he might be the most talented person on earth. Nigga hit you with the TV show, the comedy.
Every time I see Jamie, I just think of Wanda.
Oh, yeah. Characters. The acting.
Wanda was bizarre. Like, I don't know if you could pull that off in this day and age. I don't know if you could pull that off and have the same career.
Nah. And Living Color wouldn't even make it on the air. You couldn't even pitch that to people now.
That's fucked up, though.
Like, wait a minute, a black
so that must that I feel like, man, whatever you think that wouldn't work in the world, like you think that's too fucked up, I think that's what we need. I think we need a new and Living Color right now. Yeah, Wanda, man, that's kind of crazy right now, man.
Wait a minute, let's say a Shanae and Wanda movie? That ain't gonna happen.
Are they once was talking about doing it? Was Shanae ever, did they ever like cross?
What year is that, 2012? What is that?
No, that was
July
that's 2020.
This year.
That's
yeah.
2020.
Oh, shit.
I'm
going, I will see that in a heartbeat, nigga. Make it.
Man, they taking black people back 10 steps with that one.
Do it.
Please don't, man. Don't do that shit, man.
Nah, we missing some.
That's fucked up.
Why?
Shanae and Jamie and dog, let that shit go, man. No, man.
I mean, you know what? They could both be playing multiple characters. You know,
Shanae and Wanda. Man, that's too crazy for me, man. Because I'm just trying to think. It doesn't seem. It doesn't. I mean, we. That's one thing about this show. We talk about race a lot, but I don't know. Something about this doesn't seem like in this current. Climate.
You don't feel like the world. You don't feel like the world ready for this, for two trans black women to be starring in a.
But see, it's they characters,
right? But I mean, that's what I mean. I mean, they.
So it's almost
playing...
like a. It's almost like a stare. Like those characters were like some Sambo type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
really?
I mean, bro, how you doing? And it's just extra. Like, man, black women are like respectable. You know, like, that just, like, take shit back now,
So you think this would bother black women?
They'll love that shit. That should be hilarious to them.
Right.
No, I ain't lying. I would be hilarious.
Because ever since both of these
shows...
Look,
I'm being a social justice warrior right now, maybe. You know, I'm just being too...
I'm like, set us back, baby. We was doing better in the 90s anyway.
Part two, man. Give me some hotter bitches than these niggas, man. We gonna do that. If y'all want to do a trans LGBT, get some bad black bitches. You know what I'm saying? It's don't let these niggas. Y'all just write it, man. That would be more funnier to me.
Get every kind of woman. Get Lizzo up in there. Get Cardi B up in there.
This if they really going about this, I don't know if this is something they should do.
Call it like just do like a girls trip too.
So you down with this? You down with Shanae and
Lizzo, Cardi B,
Shanae. You down with Shanae and Wanda?
I'm down with this movie. I'm so ready for it. Because ever since In Living Color and Martin was on TV, everybody been waiting for the crossover.
That's, oh, man. All right.
The hood going to love it.
Oh, the hood going to love it.
The hood going to love it.
The hood going to love it.
And they don't make shit for the hood no more, except Miss Pat show, the only thing for the hood that's on TV.
The hood, shout out to Miss Pat. I love Miss Pat, man. But yeah, the hood gonna love it. That's one thing about the hood, man. You can fight for the hood all you want, man. Be like, man, no, that shit ain't right. That shit ain't right. Don't do that shit. Shut the fuck up, man. Don't speak for us, man. You live in the suburbs, nigga. All right, so yeah, I'm gonna stop being a Karen right now, man.
Yeah.
All right, Gummy. I seen Gummy and ASAP Rocky, so I already see. This is about to be some. I remember an interview back in the day. I think it was the one you had with ASAP Rocky asking each other questions. You said some shit about getting gummed up by a crackhead. I remember being a teenager at the time. You put some shit in my head and I ain't never thought about before. Still haven't found my toothless queen, so I gotta ask. How that shit feel? Sincerely, Kayla. That's fucked up, man. I be feeling like I fuck niggas' heads up, man, with a lot of shit that I've said in past scenarios, interviews, and shit like that. Like, motherfuckers be like, the type of shit that y'all niggas be on, but.
My toothless queen?
Toothless queen. That story is bizarre. I will say it was a. That's one thing, man. When you selling crack, man, you work late hours, man. It could become lonely, man. And I was I was like the main spot worker. If you want to give me that? Like I was the number one. You know, you can trust me with all this shit. You can give me the fucking whatever. I got to hold down. And these niggas, the niggas I was selling dope for, you know, they'll come in there, they'll hang with me, we'll play video games together, listen to music and shit, talk shit. But for the most part, them niggas was selling dope. They had shit to do. Nigga, I'm working a spot, so they got to go do shit. But, you know, nighttime con, they might want to go to strip club. They get bitches, fucking with hoes. Who you think got to stay in there and sell dope? Me. And I got to be up in that bitch all night, up all night. And, you know, you be in that bitch, you know, after a few days, you know, you get horny in that motherfucker, man. You be horny and shit and whatever, you in that bitch. And just one of them mornings, just one of those mornings. I probably dozed off a little bit or whatever. I just hear her knock at the door. She hit that bitch, boop, 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 boop. Open the door. It's one of those. See, that's the thing about crackheads, too. A lot of people think crackheads, and it's these, like, fucked up as, you know, looking crackheads. And that is a thing, too. But it's some people that know how to smoke crack and still how to maintain themselves.
A functional.
Yeah, a functional crackhead. You got it. You can tell this was one of those functional crackheads that had her shit together because she still looked good. If I want to compare her to somebody, she looked like Anita Baker. She just had a little gray, and she was a little slimmer. Anita Baker got a little, you know. It ain't really shape, but, you know, Alita Baker's like a big body, a kind of, you know. But she was like a little slender, but she got the fat ass. And, you know, one thing about a crackhead with a fat ass, when she buy crack from you, the first thing you think to yourself is, I can't wait when you want some credit. So I knew the day was coming. I knew the day was coming. I was plotting on her the whole time. Because she was clean looking. You know, she didn't look like the average crackhead. And she knocked on the door one time this morning. But the whole shit was, her whole situation at this time was that I guess she was hanging out with her homegirls. And they got some crack. And I guess she probably didn't get no dates or something like that. It was slow for her, but she ain't had no crack. And the bitches was smoking crack and they wouldn't let her hit her crack. So she's like, fuck that, I'm about to go get me some crack.
Oh, crackheads don't share.
Yeah, so she knocked on the door like, man, these bitches trying to front on me. I need to go. Come on, man, let me get what you got. You know? So I'm like, what you talking about? So I'm like, all right, I'll take some of that head. Mind you, I'm a spot working ass nigga. I ain't been at the crib in like 3 days. You think you taking showers in the spot? You don't take a shower in the spot, you don't take a shit in the spot. That's two things you don't do. Those two things could cost you your life. You taking a shower and motherfucking busting a dope. Boom, boom, boom. You taking a shit, motherfucker. So you don't take a shit and showering. So I'm not showering here. I haven't showered in 3 days. I'm taking a shit at the homie crib, like up the street or whatever the fuck. So I haven't showered in days. So this dick is musty. The balls is banging. So I was like, hold up. I was scared. This how I am. I was scared because one thing when you working, you know, you're selling crack for somebody, you're working as a spy worker. You getting your dick sucked by crackheads and shit, you get looked down upon. Like, that's not something, that ain't no stand-up nigga shit. Niggas be like, oh, I got this nigga working in here for me, man. This nigga gonna fuck the sack up getting his dick sucked, man. You know what I'm saying? He gonna fuck the fucking re-up up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right. Whatever,
man. The bitch come through, man. I'm like, hold up. Let's go in the closet. Just in case these niggas bust in, I might could think of something, you know? So we go in the closet. When we go in the closet, she got, you know, and she just hold up. And just pop them out, like, whoop. And it wasn't like two teeth. It wasn't like one or two teeth. It was like the whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, popped up. But when she hit that motherfucker.
Just the top row.
The top row. That's all she needed to do, though. Yeah, still, it's ingrained in my brain, man. I don't want to go too far about it. But It was a thing. I mean, if you're looking for your gum, if you're looking for your gummy queen, I mean, it's nothing wrong with being attracted to older women, man. There's a reason, man.
You know what I notice about crackheads?
What?
Is you know how like for most of them, the crack make them lose their ass.
Like, yeah, no, it does. It does. Yeah, no, because I told you, like what I said, when you see him, that's the beginning stages. But I think she was a functioning crackhead because we have that in Michigan, and I feel like in most Midwest cities where they can work at the plant and they work at the factory all week, and then they just smoke crack on the weekend.
But I think
she's a weekend crack smoker.
I noticed they still walk like they got the old ass. You know what I'm talking about? You could tell how fat a crackhead ass used to be because they'll still walk with the same. Like the cheek's still there,
no,
you know?
You're right. Yo, you're right. But that's, but yeah, man. I want to say, man, thank God. I don't think people smoke crack like that no more. I don't think crack is like, I'm pretty sure like in small, like down south and like small, like Midwest cities, but crack is not like a thing no more. I want to say that, but maybe I might be out of touch.
Yeah. I mean, the kids on the pills.
No, the kids is on the scams. As when we talk about like the hustles that motherfuckers doing, I told them, but these motherfuckers. Motherfucker scammed me out of $30,000 in unemployment.
What? How that?
Bro, I don't know. I look up my motherfucking, my business management shit hit me up like, man, you got unemployment? They thought I scammed them.
Oh.
Because you know that shit should go through them and shit like that. They're like, you've been getting unemployment. Like, nigga, I ain't been getting no unemployment shit. I wish. They're like, shit, somebody claimed unemployment like $30,000 in your name and shit. I'm like, fuck.
Maybe somebody took out two PPP loans.
Then. Bro, so then I had to fight. So then I'm going back and forth talking to them, trying to fight for the shit or whatever the fuck. I was supposed to go to Detroit and supposed to go show up in person. Y'all think I did that shit? Because we talked about on time, like, I'm terrible, man. No, I didn't go. So I don't know, man. They might have gave up on my ass, man. They like, this nigga don't give a fuck. It's kind of embarrassing, man. I don't want to go to no fucking unemployment.
But it's millions of people getting scammed. They probably just found the scammers.
Them niggas is going to jail, though. All them niggas that did that scam shit, man, good luck. That shit is coming back, man. That shit is coming back hard. You know what I'm saying? So, good luck, man. I remember when the scam shit first started. Is that ever, like, a thing? Where you from? Like,
oh, yeah.
Because I was like, we was selling crack. Like I said, we was selling crack. And I remember my homie, he first started getting into the scam shit. And, like, I could, like, hustle for, like, weeks. Just to come up with like maybe like 2,500, and he can do that shit. He can make like 5,000 in like 2 seconds type shit. And he was telling me, he kept telling me like, man, I'm telling you, man, the scam shit. But we from the, like, it was like old school, like traditional shit, like, was like implanted in us where we looked at that shit like lame.
Right.
Like, y'all niggas doing that scam for some weak ass shit. We out here selling dope. We on the block. We got guns. We on some nigga that shit. Y'all doing some scam shit.
Niggas was running credit card scams when I was growing up.
Yeah, no, these niggas was doing, I was about to literally get you the whole mess. But no, these niggas was doing the dumbest shit ever that you couldn't even believe that would work, but the shit would work, but you can believe why everybody went to jail after it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I finessed my few ways. That's why I didn't work out with it. Because you always had to, like, get a person to, like, have to use their bank account and do some shit like that. And I remember I found this bitch I used to fuck around with in high school and shit. And I was like, hold up, bitch, you got a bank account, whatever. We flip her shit. And, you know, you're supposed to have to pay them. You got to pay them after you use their account and shit like
that.
I'm like, bitch, I ain't paying. So I finessed the bitch. I finessed everybody. The bitch went to the police. Niggas got locked up.
Yeah, of course.
Low key.
Yeah. It's an old saying, hell have no fury.
This nigga I was hanging out with, this nigga, we was at the Kill Tony. This nigga was like, man, you remind me of Loki. That's Thor brother. And you know, I told y'all I don't watch that Marvel shit. I don't watch none of that shit.
And yeah, I was like, this nigga Danny Brown's chaos.
Mischievous. What's his name?
He the Prince of Mischief.
Like, I'm gay as fuck, so I got why he was saying that shit. Like, I just think on some gay shit.
Loki ain't gay. Well, maybe. Loki,
yes, he is. Loki be on some gay shit.
Loki bisexual. Loki gonna fuck whoever he gotta fuck to get the mission done.
But I went through it, and I was like, man, I ain't got nothing to do with Loki. Then I watched the shit. I'm like, damn, this nigga kind of right. I think, you know, Loki's from the Ice People and shit. That's my Filipino heritage.
The Frost Giants?
Yeah, because I thought I was a nigga all this time. They're like, nah, you really Filipino. And then my Filipino people don't accept me either. So, what, yeah.
You did a 23andMe?
No, my grandma's Filipino. I've been raised by with Filipino shit. But yeah, I did my 23andMe. I found out I was a little British. That's all I needed to know.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about the queen?
When she
96.
Yeah, but it was like mad incest.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the.
She's like retarded, lightweight.
Yeah, I just I could, they don't.
How
they,
she make it this long?
They like the Targaryens with no dragons.
How she make it this long?
They just.
Something ain't right. I feel like it was Weekend at Bernie's anyway. This bitch been dead for mad long. They been holding her up.
She been dead, bro.
This bitch been dead.
She ain't been seen in public in like 2 months.
They been planning a ceremony. They been planning a ceremony for mad long, holding this bitch up and shit. Like, my bad. I don't even call the queen a bitch, man. I like London. I won't go to Nando's and be respected.
I ain't ever going to London. Fuck that bitch.
You don't like London?
I mean, I do, but it's like, but if I gotta act like I like this hoe, it ain't worth it.
Look at her though, the queen. She did a lot of dirt.
Yeah, she was involved in all that.
If you play Crusader Kings,
she was in all manner of.
Crusader Kings is one of my favorite games.
That shit is dope.
Yeah, you know, if you gotta do some shit.
Yeah,
you gonna have to do some shit if you want to. Yeah, Crusader Kings 3.
Video game reviews.
You gotta have your sons killed. You gotta have your damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crusader Kings 3. Yeah, they just did an update too. Work. I haven't been, I think I'm going to really get deep into Crusader Kings now that I got my Steam Deck, when I'm doing like crazy overseas flights and shit. Like, I feel like Crusader Kings is going to be a good game to play.
Wait a minute, on the flight?
Oh, you ain't the Steam Deck.
Nigga, listen, these motherfuckers, I've been waiting on that bitch for so long, and then I didn't see the email, nigga.
Oh, yeah, no, I was there. I'm that guy. The soon as they did the pre-orders, I copped, boom, boom. Soon as they told me, boom, your Steam Deck, boom, it's ready, pay, boom.
So it's here.
Oh, I got mine. I've been playing it all. I've been playing it. I think, I had mine for a few weeks now. I already been on the plane, nigga. I'm far on Elden Ring now. And I will say, to all you motherfuckers, I know when it first came out, it was a meme. It was a lot of jokes. So many bugs. So much fucking glitches. Cyberpunk is amazing.
Yeah, Cyberpunk is fucking incredible.
I don't want to jump off a ledge. All right, man. Shouts out to Rockstar Games, man.
Yeah, the new update. No,
but
Cyberpunk ain't Rockstar.
I know. I'm just saying. As an open world game, I mean.
Cyberpunk just feel good.
I love the builds. And I actually love the Cyberpunk 2070. There you go.
Did you see the anime?
They just did an update recently, and I mean, you know, it's just running smooth. They're about to do a new download. It's about to be some DLC shit happening.
More weapons.
It's good.
More skills.
Please, I know everybody thought it was a meme. It was bugs. It was all fucked up in the beginning, but I will say, as a good, and I'm not like a first person shooter playing type of nigga, man. I really think I'm just engulfed in the story. You know, and I play it, you know. I'm not the type of person that sit on a game and play it for long periods of time. I might spend 2 hours every few days. But, you know, like reading a book. But I'm very engulfed in the story, and I'm having a good time.
So, I binge it. Like, if I buy a game.
You type of nigga beat it in the first day?
No, not the first day, but it's like, whenever I'm doing something, I'm doing that until it's done.
I got sciatic nerve damage.
What that mean?
My back,
oh, word.
My lower back. I have, and you know how I got sciatic nerve damage from playing NBA 2K.
Oh, I thought it was the blow dry from the crackhead.
No, that was like no, nigga, I was like 18, nigga. I was so in shape then. I was lean, mean, nigga. I was tweaked up when I was 18. Now, you know, it's a lot of shit.
Did you see the Cyberpunk anime?
No, I ain't watching that shit.
No, that shit's fire. On Netflix.
I can believe that, but I just don't, bro. I can't.
You don't watch anime?
I don't feel like I have that much time in my life where I can spend doing shit like that.
that's all I do.
I swear. I told these niggas, I just been watching interrogation videos on YouTube.
Like the people that explain it to you?
Literally interrogation videos. Niggas that murdered niggas and they trying to figure out, this nigga murdered this nigga.
Yeah, I like that
like,
shit.
You know, like 48 hours. I mean, like, what is first 48?
Yeah.
They show you just a little bit of it. But I'm talking about, like, you watching, like, 2 hour long interrogations. I'd be sitting there just watching.
See, I like the niggas that analyze that shit.
Yeah, no, it'd be niggas like they'll pause it and they'll say some shit. Oh, the one that fucked me up, man. Michelle, I can't think of the name. Was it Michelle Blair? Whatever the fuck. But the bitch that, she killed her two kids and put them in the freezer.
Nah.
That was an, that actually at the King Homes. That was like not too far from where I grew up. But I didn't know the freezer was in the living room. She killed the first son.
Well, that's the weirdest thing about the whole story.
Bro, she killed the first son. That shit was crazy, dog. But that's one of the most fucked. I think, no, that's what I was telling y'all. That's what stopped me. Now I'm done. Like, I got my fix. I don't need to watch no more interrogation videos.
How'd she kill him?
Can we Google this shit?
Did she kill him by putting him in the freezer?
Michelle, it's MIT, Michelle. Type freezer. Shit. It'll come up. Yeah, freezer mom.
Freezer mom. What the fuck?
This happened, nigga, not, bro. Yeah, Michelle Blair. So it was Michelle Blair. I said it right. Bro, it's one of the most fucked up, it's one of the most fucked up stories. Okay, so the story goes that,
That's the weakest bad guy name, though. Freezer mom.
Bro, so the story goes that, you know, she was abused and molested and shit as she came up. So she lived with her kids. She had four kids, I think. And,
And look at that face. Look at that face.
Yeah, no, that's when she was going off in the courtroom.
What's she saying? And I'll do it again.
She said she really meant to kill the daughter. And the daughter was only 13, Stoney. It's a dark story, man. So she said the kids was molested, and the youngest one.
Oh, the oldest daughter was
molested. The oldest daughter and another boy, the middle two kids. Because she had a 17-year-old, and then there's the middle two kids, and there's the youngest. She's saying they was molested and abusing him, you know, and doing all this shit. And she been grew up molested and all that shit. So, you know, she just took, but she would get drunk every night. Like the boy, she was getting drunk every night, just beating the shit out of him. Like she'd get drunk, leave him in his room, beat the shit out of him. She was beating the shit out of him until he one day just died. She killed him by mistake. And then when she killed him, she just threw him in the freezer. Like, fuck it.
Oh, damn.
And left him in the, but imagine, and all your kids living in his house. She had and they all living in his house, and the boy in the freezer. The boy been in the freezer for years before she killed the girl. But then she said the girl was still molesting the little boy still.
So wait a minute. She accidentally killed one, threw him in the freezer.
She say she accidentally killed him. I mean, but she was beating on him for days, starving him. She was just, you know, she's fucking him up.
Okay, and then the
second daughter. Okay, so after she did that, you know, because she said the two was whatever the fuck. So now she gonna so then the little boy came back and said the girl molesting him. So now she like, you already seen me kill cuz. So now she beat her for like a week, doing crazy shit to her. But part two, this bitch was fighting back, though. Stoney was fighting back, you know, all type of shit. She smothered her. She put her in a plastic bag, put the plastic bag on her face and smothered her and did that. We getting dark on this bitch.
But I feel like...
But then she threw her in the freezer, too, on top of him.
Ain't that the pot? The
and then they was in the freezer for like years before she got caught for this shit.
What'd she say to the school?
No, she told the school she's just dropping them. They moving to another city.
Damn. Ain't that the pot calling the kettle black, though? Like, how you gonna beat one kid to death?
But part two, she was showing the kids in the freezer. Like, she'll get drunk and be, like, talking. She's like, look. So they were scared. That's why they never went and told nobody. But and then the freezer is in the living room. Like, y'all living, y'all chilling every day, and your brothers and sister in the fucking...
I'm sorry. My mama would have had to see me.
No, that's one thing I said. I done went to the police. My bitch ass, I done told my teacher.
Nah, I
couldn't have went to no school. But the thing is, and then they did the autopsies on him. But see, this the thing. Now, what's coming, I mean, and I kind of believe this too, that she just made all that up. Wasn't nobody molesting nobody in the house. Nobody doing nothing. She just was a fucking monster, and she was beating the shit out of her kids, man. And shit just went too far.
Yeah, but...
Putting them in the freezer... And living with them for years in the crib is next level shit.
Yeah, because I mean, I can see how though, because it's called
the thing that's fucked up is I live right around the corner from there, so that's what touched. So I'm like, nigga.
But it's like they call it trauma bonding, right? Where it's like she beat the shit out you, but then she also the one to be like, hey baby, you know I ain't mean to do. So you get the comfort from them too. So you don't know that like it's wrong.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then you come from that thing where it's like, we're going in our house, stay in our house.
So yeah, after watching her interrogation, I was done.
Not my baby brother in the freezer though. I'm sorry.
Bro!
That bitch would have
to
see me.
And you living in the crib every day?
She'd have to see me, bro. I'm telling you some real shit.
Bro, that shit.
Not my baby brother. No.
And then nigga, and you can just open it up and look at the nigga.
Yeah, she like, hey, go in there and give me some links.
No, that's the thing. Like, what I noticed, like when you look at the case and you read the shit, she was a drunk. So she'll get drunk. She'll get drunk at night. You know, she'll feel bad during the day. Like, she fucked up. Like, she's saying, like, every day she'll be throwing up. She'll be sick. She'll be fucked up.
From drinking?
No, just from the fact that she knows she got her dead kids in the crib. Mm. Part two, where they daddies at?
For real. And you definitely ain't getting your security deposit back.
But these niggas still paying child. They saying she was finessing the welfare system. She was getting child support, welfare. That's how dark this bitch
was. It's like
was.
Everything you do remind you getting food stamps for extra kids.
Yeah, that's
there.
Already dead.
And they where the food supposed to go?
Bro, I think the daughter, she killed her at 13. When they found out, she would have been 15. Mm-mm-mm. And the boy was dead way before for the daughter. So them motherfuckers was in the crib in the freezer for like four or five years.
And it's two more kids.
And then, yeah, she had an older one, which is like seven, which was crazy to me. Because if I'm 17 years old and I got my two younger, bro, come on. 17, you old enough to, bro.
Yeah, you old enough.
I feel sorry for, because who know? Imagine you still got to progress on in life.
I mean, yeah, you could have shut her down. You could have shut her down with a TikTok.
Yeah, I would
have. You know what I mean?
TikTok wasn't around then, man.
This wasn't recent.
This is old as fuck. Okay. This is like maybe like 2015.
Okay, you could have shut her down with a tweet then.
Yeah, no, if social media was around.
Yeah.
Like, I remember this is fucked
what was
up.
That?
This,
shut her down with a Vine.
Because I remember this is my first, I think I bought a house. I was like, a lot of good shit was going for me in my life. So I wasn't even like, I remember this story came out. I wasn't really too much invested in it, thinking about it because I was balling. I wasn't really
yeah, this
thinking
shit
about
heavy.
This.
But, who busting nuts in this lady?
Oh, the dad, but that's the thing. The other two
all got the same daddy?
No, it was two. No, it was. I think it was all different. No. But whatever.
See, I blame the oldest kid daddy.
Now that I told you, you gotta do your homework on it. But, two of the dads, they had to try to get custody of the other two. And the judge is like, nigga, y'all niggas ain't been around nowhere. But they were saying they was coming around trying to, like, she be like, man, your kid's mad at you. They don't want to see you.
They should have teamed up, nigga.
Type
like,
shit.
Like
them
one
niggas weren't caring. But part two, if it was a bitch, you know, niggas be fucking with crazy bitches, man. And if you know if this bitch, she had to be a crazy bitch when they met her and he was fucking around with her, man. So
niggas
was scared of the bitch, too.
Yeah, cause see, but that's how
I think that's what that was. Them niggas was scared of that bitch too.
That's how women stick together. See the older father should have warned the younger father.
But y'all know me, I go down the rabbit hole. They say that bitch in jail fooling.
Really?
Yeah, she rock ball. She whooping everybody ass.
bro, you saw her with the extra finger
everybody
wave.
Everybody scared of her, bro.
She had the finger wave like,
normally,
no waves.
You know, normally like motherfuckers go to jail and shit like. For some shit like that, like, nigga in jail, like, if a man did some shit like that, you go to jail, like, niggas would be, bro, you would have a hard time. They saying that bitch and that motherfucker running shit. Everybody scared of her. Boom, boom, boom. Bitches and that motherfucker braiding her hair. All right. We went too far.
Yeah, she went to court with the flat, with the finger wave grease with no finger waves, dog.
But yeah, that shit hit close to home, because that shit was literally like, my homie that was talking about, BMO, he stayed in the King Homes. That shit was fucked up, man.
Damn.
All right, man. Let's spin the wheel, man. Let's just hopefully we can get some light out this dark. Has anybody said yet? Imagine growing up with your siblings in the freezer. Oh, we thought we got Lizzo, man.
Damn, took from one.
Let's act like we did. All right.
From one nonsense to another
let's
nonsense.
Let's act like we did. All right, this nigga Aria Spears. No, I'm talking shit.
Astrology. Jesus Christ.
Don't fuck with no bitches that believe in it.
Nah, not at all.
My girl love astrology.
Well, they all do.
No, because she say our signs align. And you know, that make them. But my mom was super into astrology, too.
Nah, I just, that's just one extra reason why they don't gotta make sense. You know what I mean?
I just think that, I don't know, man. I have to think, you know, you put shit in your mind and then it kind of like manifests itself.
Yeah.
So if you like read a horoscope and it'd be like, you're going to have a bad week this week. Be prepared. And I think you're going to have a bad week regardless of what. You know, so I try my best to just try to stay away from that
astrology,
shit.
Astrology is like preseason for bitches.
I mean, I think it's just like, cool if your signs align.
It's like it ain't the real game.
It only works if the bitch like your sign. That's my shit. So he's like, man, what's your sign? I'm like, man, I'm a Pisces, man. And they always say Pisces is like sensitive and shit.
I just lie every time. I say a different one.
Say what?
I just say a different sign. Because they be full of shit. I go, I'm a Virgo. And they be like, see, I knew it. Because of the way you. And I'm like, bitch, that ain't true.
So what's up, man? We got some drip sets?
Drip set.
Yeah. I mean, we got a lot more from the Emmy, so let's keep looking through these.
What's a drip set?
Will we talk about how these niggas dressing?
All right. We got Lee Jung Jae.
I'm not feeling that.
It's like some Elvis Vegas shit going on. I don't know, man. You can't say shit about Asians, man, because they know more than us.
But the blue shirt don't, like, it look like he got on a regular, like, you can't have on a suit like that and have on a regular ass shirt and tie.
Like, that's my thing right now, man. Who you think fried chicken better? Niggas or Asian? That's it. All right.
Yeah, Koreans got us beat right there for sure.
I just told y'all niggas, I got this Korean fried chicken. I got this spot out here, bro.
Oh, out here? Yeah, you got this
way. Honey garlic chicken, my nigga, bro.
Don't say the name of the place if they ain't gonna sponsor, but
Hot Kim's.
Hi Kim.
Hi Kim. Ain't that some racist shit? No, the shit is High Wings.
High Wings.
It should have been Hot Kim's though.
Yo, it was a spot in L.A. called Barbecue Chicken L.A. That shit was fire,
bro. It's like. Yeah, and they ain't giving you nothing but thighs and they giving you the worst parts of the chicken, but that shit fried so fucking tasty, man. It don't make no motherfucking sense. That was the only outfit we got. What's up? This nigga right here.
Keenan, is that Keenan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's decent drip. That ain't.
That's that prime suit.
See, I feel like
that's
That's like just the Grimace on the bottom, Steve Harvey on the top.
Grimace on the bottom, Steve Harvey at top. Bro, this nigga right here, man.
Legend.
Good burger.
Legend. People don't, whoa, wait a minute. Is this the nigga from, no.
Hold up, you might got a.
Who is this?
Coleman Domingo.
I don't know.
Is that a fishnet shirt?
Looks like it, yeah.
Why these niggas are so freaky right now, man?
I mean, he looked like he wrapped in aluminum foil.
All these niggas is nasty, man.
Like a baked potato.
This is nasty. And then I feel like the pants cut a little too long. They should have stopped. If you're going to wear like loafers, they got to show your ankles.
This look like a Sim character.
Yeah. Or you just wasting currency. Yeah. You wasting in-game currency buying shit.
Yeah, this is like, you unlocked everything.
All right, man.
All right. But I can't, because I don't know how you supposed with the Grammys on.
What's this, the Emmys?
The Emmys.
Quinta and them, they all won Emmys, right? Abbott Elementary. Is that the name of the show?
Yeah, Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, it's actually a fucking fire-ass show, man. Like, there's not too many, like, TV sitcoms that I think I can sit around and watch, but I can really watch that shit.
That's funny.
I don't know what's the dress code at the Emmys.
Damn, I don't know who this is either. I guess I don't pay enough attention.
Nigga,
to this
I don't never know who these niggas is. They show me.
This guy look like a spy.
Ismael Cruz Cordova.
What do he do?
From Lord of the Rings.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's from the Amazon Lord of the Rings, from the new joint.
All right.
Yeah. What the fuck was they doing at the Emmys? That shit just came out.
I don't know, man. I feel like niggas is.
Was this like they won like best first episode or something?
Might have been presenting or something.
Okay. Yeah, his tie crooked.
I don't know. He holding his hands a little different.
Yeah, like he just got all
like
set.
Like he trying to signal something. Don't let me get into my conspiracy theories.
Yeah, he a slave on the show, though.
Yeah, what is he doing? Why is his hands
like that? He like a captured warrior. That
what is he trying to tell people? Because you just don't do that. I mean, you just don't, that don't come naturally.
He like, in the middle of asking somebody to fix his tie.
He telling somebody something. He's signaling something. All right. I got you. I ain't about to say, who's this nigga? I thought it was Tony Hinchcliffe.
Oh, no.
Jeremy Strong.
Nah, that's the son from a Succession.
Oh yeah, I love Succession, yeah,
that's
man.
That's the weird kid from the weird son from Succession, the bitch ass nigga.
Yeah. Why does bow tie look photoshopped?
I think he's still in character. He dressed like he's still in character.
I actually like this though.
No, it's fly. I'm just
no.
Not,
it goes with who he is.
I'm not feeling the bow tie though.
I don't think that's real. I think they painted that as like a Photoshop. I think he was just there and they just wanted to be like, oh man, he was too fresh and they want to try to downgrade his outfit.
Yeah, and you'll never get the company, nigga. I hate this nigga. He's such a good actor that I fucking don't like him in real life.
But yeah, that tie doesn't look real. That looked like they drew it, and I think they tried to degrade his outfit, man, because that's what Hollywood do. No, man.
But the rest of the suit is immaculate.
Yeah, no,
he's tailored.
Fire. It's fire. Yeah, yeah. I fucks with that. All right. Oh shit!
This is
Everybody Hates Chris. Got to do some dumb shit.
My nigga got the bell bottom tuxedo.
Why are the niggas doing dumb shit?
This is wild, nigga.
I think the Emmys put out a note like, man, niggas don't show up fly.
This look like he sang backup for Prince at the Super Bowl.
Niggas dress as dumb as you can, yeah. or the style is in on it. Niggas embarrass they self.
Yeah, I feel like this the last year for bow ties, dog.
Bow ties is in, huh?
Not for this. Not for the tuxedo,
nigga. I think they keep drawing bow ties on niggas. I don't even think nobody wore a bow tie. I think all the bow ties been photoshopped.
Yeah, you gotta.
But why does nigga have to do this, man? He showed up with the enjoy yourself.
the bell bottoms are. It's just a strange.
No,
choice.
The bells is in. That's the look right now. That's the look. It's,
really,
it's in. Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, I'm not a fashion person. I'm the worst dressed comedian.
It's all about being. All comedians are. Dressed terrible. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, everything. That's why I'm mad at comedians right now, because they keep trying to get fresh. They keep trying to throw on Gucci here, Balenciaga. I see these niggas spending their money, man. I'm telling you wasting your money, man. We never gonna respect your fashion sense, man, because y'all niggas comedians, man. So don't waste y'all money, man. Put that shit in the Bitcoin.
Right.
Do some
right.
other shit, man. Don't nigga, spend just... your money. Niggas, I buy that expensive shit because I ain't rich. Y'all niggas rich. Let me act rich. You get what I'm saying? And yeah. That's what it is. So yo, yeah, let it.
Yo, I ain't trying to add to your conspiracy, but check his hands.
Oh shit.
Wow.
Nigga doing the hands. Uh-oh.
He making a triangle, nigga. You know what that means. That mean.
I mean, that ain't no bro. How many niggas do this move?
Yo, Emmy, we gotta do an Annie Awards, though.
It's the Annie Awards, man. Fuck the Emmys, man. We need the Annie Awards.
It's the Annie Awards. Like niggas just do anything.
We need the Annies, man. Cause they obviously, man, they degrading black people, man.
Yeah, this triangle.
And they wonder why I be on here talking about white people's shit. Look what they do to niggas. No, yeah. But the bells, the bell wide legs. No, I got a few pairs.
If we see the
baggy is in general. It's all about wearing baggy clothes now. You know.
Right.
But tight, the tight shit is.
I just don't want my heel to scoop up no water or whatever.
No, you ain't got to wear that. You could, but just baggy pants in general.
Bring back corduroys, nigga.
Corduroys been back.
Really?
I got my pair of cords. Yeah, 2 years ago.
I'm out the loop.
2 years ago. Just got to wear them big. So this what we got? That's all we got?
We see one more triangle, nigga. Let's see what's the next guy.
Another. Oh, yeah. So he Asian. He ain't got
to
do that.
Yeah, hands to the side. Donald Glover.
If we can get one more triangle.
Donald Glover, fresh.
Let's see if we can get one more triangle.
He was on his way.
He was on his way. It's only black people.
Whoa.
Well, that one dude was white. I'm talking shit.
Wow, that nigga look like he can fight.
Part two. What if that, wow. You know what I'm going to say?
This nigga like he parachuted
this
into the
This is my
Grammys.
Theory with it. This is my theory with it. These niggas is YouTube conspiracy theory niggas like us, and they've been watching the videos like, maybe if I throw the set, they going to ask me to come through. All the niggas that threw it up thinking that Illuminati going to holler at them like I'm trying to be down. Look, it was Everybody Hates Chris. It was another nigga I ain't know. So yeah, all the niggas that see, cuz got, hold up, go up. Cuz hit it. Ooh. See, that's how I would have showed up.
Yeah, he hit the bell bottoms. With
that's how you hit it. My nigga hit it right there. Who is that?
Who is this? Yeah.
He look Nicholas Holt.
Yeah.
Where he from, though?
Body. He ain't got no bow tie on. They ain't draw no bow tie on him.
What did he play in?
He was on The Great. Catherine the Great show.
See, I don't watch.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that.
Shouts out Nicholas Holt, man.
He had to be in
his
some other shit.
Mad Max. Yeah, his stylist came through.
He was the groupie nigga in Mad Max.
No, his stylist came through. The croupy nigga.
Yeah, the nigga that was spraying, he sprayed the shit in his mouth.
I ain't watched Mad Max.
Oh, okay.
I watched the first one with Tina Turner.
This nigga, yeah.
I ain't seen no Mad Max after Tina Turner. Tina Turner still living, man.
Where?
You think it's a joke? Google Tina Turner.
Is Ike still alive?
No, Ike dead, nigga.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is Ike still alive, though? I might be talking shit. Nigga still going.
She's 82.
Wow.
Nigga.
She still performing?
No.
He died in 2007.
Nigga, Tina's still cracking. Nigga, I knocked Tina down in 82.
I mean, I can't go off the pictures because, you know, they don't be looking like their pictures.
It don't matter. I mean, I'm doing it for the story. Who you know fuck Tina Turner?
Yeah, but by the time you fuck her, like, ain't nobody gonna know who she is.
It's still private.
No, that's not true.
I'd be like, nigga, watch Mad Max. Private Dancer. Watch that shit. I'm gonna show you. Sometimes that's what we got YouTube for, to let young niggas know. Like, nigga. Look, that was prime Tina right there.
Prime Tina was
fucking. That was prime Tina right there with them legs.
Yeah, she's the original Beyonce.
Ooh, God damn it, man. I'm fucking up, man. I'm fucking up with all my, last episode, I said I fucked Patti LaBelle for a meal.
Remember they said she had.
Now I'm trying to fuck Tina Turner at 82.
She had her legs insured.
Who? She should have, yeah. Remember that? She got legs. She know how to use them. That was that shit, man. Yeah, Tina, man. Shouts out to Tina, man. But 82 years old, man. I think about that, man. You trying to tell me I can live a whole nother lifetime?
You'll knock it down at 82?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Without a heartbeat. My girl would be mad.
No, she gonna be mad.
I just be like, man, it was Tina.
That's pretty much a make-a-wish.
I think, you know, it's like you gotta, I look at sex different sometimes, you know. It's like sometimes you gotta fuck somebody just like, you gotta orbit they soul.
Would your girl be mad if some old lady's dying wish was, I wanna fuck Danny Brown?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, I'll explain it to her. You know what I'm saying? And we can, like, you know, it's just for the job.
You're like, baby, it ain't nobody.
It's like a movie role. Like, you know, you kiss somebody in a movie, it's like a sex scene. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not really like the real shit. It's not like that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Like, they flew you out to England. It's Elizabeth. Okay.
But 82 might be bizarre, though.
Who knows, man? It's probably.
No, old people smell different.
That's true. They got like it's some shit to come out of their skin.
You know Tina, Autumn Hills, part two. You know what? Yeah, I'm talking that shit.
Old people smell like a pot that you cook cabbage in.
I already know. Tina Turner feet looking crazy right now.
What you mean? Like crusty?
What? The heels she wore her whole career, dancing around, jumping around with them legs and all that. Her feet got to be like fucked up. But if Tina Turner got some good ass feet, like she got some nice looking ass feet, oh shit!
But I bet you throw in the instrumental from Rolling on the River, she'll snap it. Like you know, like a boxer, like an old boxer,
like
if you ring a bell.
Yeah, be like PTSD. She might fire on your ass. You play any of that old Tina Turner music, she just getting her Muay Thai stance.
Bro, you know it was. You ever been to Roast Battle at the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
So you know it used to be a trans dude, and they called him Boom Shaka Laka. At halftime, he would cosplay as Tina Turner and like sing "Rolling on the River."
Y'all niggas let that shit happen. All right, Ms.
That's
I think we about to. Come on, we spin the wheel one more time. We get y'all there. I'm feeling lucky. We still keep. Anchovies. One time, anchovies got me kicked out of a hotel.
How so?
It was in where's this at? Where Conor McGregor from? Dublin. So I was in Dublin. Went through a long flight. You know, if you go to Dublin, sometimes you got to catch that ferry.
I don't know none about
it. And then catch the ferry from England, whatever the fuck. You know the ferry to Dublin. We go to Dublin, and if you eat the fish on the Dublin ferry, you might get food poisoning. So everybody ate the fish on the Dublin ferry. We got food poisoning. We was all fucked up. And everybody was shitting like crazy, diarrhea, whatever the fuck. But I finally get to my hotel room, boom, boom, chilling out. This is like, I want to say like 5, 6, 7 years ago. I called a homegirl through, boom. She come through, and I was like, fuck, I need to eat something, man. I've been shitting all day, blah, blah, blah. Let me just get a Caesar salad. Just a Caesar salad. You know, in America, a Caesar salad is just lettuce, some cheese, maybe croutons or something like that, you know. So I ordered Caesar salad, but next thing I know, it was an hour go by, no salad. 2 hours go by, no salad. 3 hours go. So I'm calling, I'm cussing them out. Where's my fucking salad? Boom, boom. Finally, they bring the salad. This motherfucker got anchovies on it. I cussed the bitch out. I cussed the nigga out the desk. I cussed everybody out. And they put me out the hotel. So that was that. So shout out to Dublin. I still love y'all niggas. I got part two. Another time I remember when I was heavy into my lean addiction. You know, over there, they don't give you a lot of ice cubes in your cups.
Why?
I don't know. Something about like an ice shortage. So I was trying to drink lean, so I want a full cup of ice, you know? So I'm going to Subway's and Burger King's. Like, give me a cup of ice. They're like, a cup of ice? They looking at me like I'm talking foreign language. They give you a cup of ice, they give you three cubes in a cup. I'm like, nigga, fill this motherfucker up. They arguing with me. I'm damn near about to go to jail. Whatever.
Ice shortage is some weird shit. Because don't you got to be short on water to be short on ice?
They ain't giving you no full cups of ice nowhere in Dublin. So it was, but I did drink the lean. And I had a horrible show because I was nodding out the whole time. Sorry, Dublin. Love y'all niggas.
You ever have a dope show on lean, though?
Fuck no. I ain't had nothing dope on lean. Nothing besides drinking it. That was the only thing that was dope. After that, it was all downhill.
That shit's still popular out here, ain't it?
It's expensive as fuck. Ain't no. I mean, yeah. I mean, you can get it, but it's not even worth the price. It is.
No, I've heard a lean addict. You know what? When I heard a lean addict explain it to me, I was like, I get it, nigga, but I don't want to try it.
Have you ever said?
Nah.
Please.
Because the way he explained to me, he was like, it's the best tasting thing you ever would, taste.
Bro.
And I was like, I don't want to do that.
That should be in your brain.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You would just taste it. Like, you ain't got it. You'd be like.
Yeah, the Jolly Rancher with the. Nah.
No, I ain't. That's the old school. I don't know what the Jolly Rancher. Like, that's.
What you do?
That's just old. Like, people don't do that shit no more. It's just, nigga. Just
well, this was an old nigga that was telling me about it.
Yeah, I mean, we was, bro. Activist days, like, it was just about whatever you can. I mean, we were keeping it light because you couldn't get it like that. But now it's all about, like, whatever you can fit in a 20 ounce. You know, they talking about Lil Wayne was drinking a 6 and a 20. He's still living.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get out of here.
You should have shut your kidneys down. You don't keep fucking around with it.
Nigga, I used to be constipated all the time. That's how I knew I was addicted and I was fucked up because I would drink lean all day and take an Ex-Lac at night. Just so I can make sure I can shit in the morning.
Damn.
That's up to y'all. That's what drugs.
I'm gonna tell you, you ever let an addict shit in your bathroom, nigga? That'll be the last time.
Brian Simpson, I love you, brother.
it's the truth.
What do you want to plug, Brian?
BS okay. Comedian.
Oh.
On the socials.
Like I told y'all, man, you got any motherfucking emails, anything, ask Danny's freestyles, all that shit, send that shit to Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. Also, voicemails, anything like that. You know, you want to holler at me, send that shit to 512-522-9256. 512-522-9256. And I'm up out this motherfucker. Love y'all.